We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Zdravo, good-hearted viewers. Zdravo means greetings in Croatian, a language spoken by about 18.5 million speakers, mainly in Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Montenegro. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portatuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adanos, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Buddhist meditation technique becomes an important part of psychotherapy in the United States. In animal welfare news, France plans to create a marine sanctuary in the Caribbean. In culture news, the 2010 Taipei International Flora Exposition highlights gardening, technology, and environmental friendliness. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 2nd, distinguished Philippine jurist, the Honorable Cecilia Muñoz Palma, is remembered. Born in 1913, she passed away on this day in 2006. The Honorable Ms. Palma, the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court of the Philippines, was known for her decisions to support human rights and freedom. After her retirement, she was elected president of the 1986 Constitutional Commission, which drafted the 1987 Constitution. The Honorable Ms. Palma was inducted by the International Women's Forum, an organization of the world's most preeminent women, into its International Hall of Fame in 2009. May the fine legacy of the Honorable Cecilia Muñoz Palma be an inspiration to others to serve their fellow citizens with dignity and courage.
Flying news. Lives lost to rare U.S. tornadoes. Following extreme weather conditions in both the nation's east and west, unusually warm temperatures on Friday, December 31st in the south and midwestern regions stirred the formation of at least 20 damaging tornadoes. More than six people perished and dozens more were injured in the most severely affected states of Arkansas and Missouri, with dozens of homes and businesses that were damaged or destroyed as thousands lost power. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon declared a state of emergency after three people succumbed to the violent storms that also left at least 13 people injured, including one in critical condition. In the midwestern state of Illinois, two dozen homes were damaged in Petersburg, and in the south, more than 19,000 Mississippi residents were left without power as both Mississippi and Louisiana were placed under severe weather watches. In addition to the efforts of emergency personnel, local Red Cross chapters helped provide shelter and food for the displaced.
With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please contact local officials or the Red Cross to see if more help is needed, adding that emergency funds are available as necessary. She also asked that they go, if possible, to comfort the afflicted.
Our appreciation, Governor Nixon, Red Cross, and all personnel working to assist the storm-hit people. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray for the smooth recovery of regular daily lives in the affected regions, and that such weather intensities may be alleviated through our more considerate stewardship of the planet.
Earthquakes rattle Tibet, Philippines, Aulac or Vietnam, and Solomon Islands. In the early hours of Thursday, December 30th, a 5.0 magnitude tremor rumbled in China's Tibet Autonomous Region, its epicenter in Yima County of Naui Prefecture, followed 30 minutes later by another tremor measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale. The following morning, a 5.1 quake jolted the southern Philippines, striking 33 kilometers northeast of General Luna in Siargao Island. Meanwhile, in Aulac, a tremor measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale shook Songma District in the northwestern province of Songla, prompting some residents to flee their homes as a 4.0 magnitude aftershock struck soon after.
In the Pacific Ocean, the Solomon Islands were shaken by a 5.5 magnitude tremor centered 373 kilometers east of Kirakira. Fortunately, none of these events caused significant damage or injuries, nor was a tsunami warning issued. With thankfulness for heaven's protection of the quake-affected residents, we pray that all continue to be safeguarded from such potential dangers as humanity's gentler lifestyles help foster a stabilized earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
British Queen's Honours List announced. A total of 997 people have been recognised by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II for their outstanding service contributions and achievements, with backgrounds as diverse as education, sports and fashion design. The 2011 New Year Honours List also included actors like David Suchet and Sheila Hancock, who were both distinguished with the Order of the British Empire, or CBE, while singer and former Eurythmics member Annie Lennox was recognised for her exemplary work as an Oxfam ambassador in mitigating AIDS and poverty in Africa. Others recognised included those people who are making a difference at a grassroots level in their local communities through participation and engaging others in volunteering, social action and philanthropy. Our appreciation, Your Majesty, for honouring the talented and abundant spirit of giving in your nation. Blessed be the endeavours of these and other quietly extraordinary citizens in bringing joy and upliftment to the lives of many.
Olive Oil and Veggies Protect the Heart. Published in the online American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a study by Italian researcher of nearly 30,000 women over an average 8-year period showed that those who ate at least one serving of leafy vegetables per day were 46% less likely to develop heart disease than the ones who ate less than 2 portions a week. Moreover, the women who consumed at least 3 tablespoons of olive oil daily were 44% less likely to develop major cardiac events such as heart attacks than those who intake was 1/2 ounce or less per day. Our appreciation, Italian scientists, for the study that demonstrates the remarkable health benefits of these pure, plant-based foods. Wishing everyone the enjoyment and peace of mind offered by the wholesome and humane vegan lifestyle.
Loving Huts welcomed in Formosa or Taiwan. With locales that now total 34 across the island, all are part of Loving Hut International, a global chain of vegan restaurants that strive to realize Supreme Master Qinghai's dining ideal, where everyone can enjoy an eclectic array of scrumptious and wholesome cruelty-free meals at affordable prices.
In the beautiful mountainous city of Miaoli, the Loving Hut Lianghe outlet opened in the town center.
We have a great店的开幕。Animal World.
我也感觉到讲，青海无上师，伊一有远见，他讲法讲一有远见，就讲一了不起哈，一了不起。
The uniquely fresh and organic style of the menu immediately attracted the attention of media, with Taiwan Travel News, the biggest online travel news agency in Formosa, writing an article titled, Look Squarely at Global Warming and Begin with Our Diet, while accepting carry-out orders for the convenience of the many patrons from nearby schools and government offices. Miaoli Loving Hut also promotes local cuisine by providing free samples of Hakka rice snacks.
也蛮有介绍的，就是爱冻好的，天内俩天扮演冻模式。也等呢，春天那俩客家节庆当中呢，那全世界都会客家春属的客家点心，
感觉蛮明亮的啊，就是还不错，整个的环境觉得会想再来这样子。
全世界的小朋友都来一起四处环保，来救地球，耶、yeah!
and one of Formosa's historical and cultural capitals, Tainan, Loving Hut Qingchong has opened its doors to customers. Located next to famous ancient sites such as the Confucius Temple, it specializes in organic vegan hot pot, ramen, flavored rice dishes, and assorted barbecues.
Way to go, Loving Hut! Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent support of this international vegan franchise, as we look forward to the day that all people embrace the harmonious and ever-satisfying organic vegan fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Dog rescued after 8 hours underground. British firefighters and over 30 villagers worked to free border collie that had become trapped somewhere along a length of underground pipe in Buckinghamshire, United Kingdom. Thanks to the use of cameras and other tools to determine the canine's location, as well as the cooperative efforts of all involved, the dog emerged safely into the arms of one of the firefighters.
Fire station manager Tony Bennett said, "There was never any thought of giving up, even when we started to fear that it might all be too late to save the dog. Hats off for your dedicated and life-saving efforts, Buckinghamshire firefighters and community members. Wishing the Border Collie continued love and comfort as we are reminded to similarly protect all cherished animal companions and co-inhabitants."
Save our planet. Continued Arctic methane release raises threat of runaway global warming. Researchers studying the climate in the Arctic regions of Siberia, Canada, and Alaska, USA, have confirmed that the rate at which methane is now being released into the atmosphere for the melting tundra region's permafrost could soon exceed dangerous tipping points, beyond which humans' ability to mitigate climate change may become futile. In these regions, the permafrost has been frozen for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years.
However, climate change-induced temperature rise is causing permafrost in areas such as Siberia to melt, releasing some of the region's estimated 50 billion tons of stored methane, over 10 times the amount currently in the atmosphere. Dr. Katie Walter Anthony of the University of Alaska, who for the past decade has been studying the tundra and its reaction to global warming, stated, "If permafrost were to thaw suddenly, in a flash it would put a tremendous amount of carbon in the atmosphere. We would feel temperatures warming across the globe, and that would be serious." An international team of scientists recently analyzing the underwater eastern Siberian Arctic shelf region also discovered that the constant release of methane into the relatively shallow ocean waters there is causing them to become supersaturated, raising concerns that further release of the vast underground methane stores could set off irreversible warming at any time.
Thank you, Dr. Walter Anthony and colleagues, for reminding us of the gravely precarious situation presented by global warming. May we all comprehend the magnitude of the threat to life on Earth and quickly act to save our beautiful planet.
During a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke with concern about the urgency of our situation, as she has on previous occasions, while highlighting the most effective measures necessary to reverse our global predicament.
So it is an urgent situation indeed. I would say that the most serious one is the frightening prospect of runaway global warming. The frightening aspect that nations will not do enough to stop it. This runaway warming of the climate could easily be caused by melting permafrost, which is the frozen soil extending across the vast expanse of the Arctic tundra. Since 2007, scientists have seen more and more evidence of methane from permafrost melt. This irreversible effect we want to avoid at all costs, especially since it may not be as far away as we would like to think. So please be a part of the solution and join in first by being vegan yourself and helping to spread this message as much as quickly as possible. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Save our planet. Sri Lanka's largest ever solar power station, being constructed in the southern province, will replace the diesel fuel currently being used for power production as well as reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet, the UK's Environment Agency, reports that 20 years of river cleanup efforts have yielded significant improvements and record numbers of animals like otters, sea trout and salmon, with even more initiatives planned to meet new European standards for supporting wildlife and their habitats.
Save Our Planet. The Kuwaiti Environment Public Authority observes that climate change-induced blizzards in Europe are causing a massive migration of birds like hawks, eagles, and falcons to the Middle Eastern country in search of food.
Hello there. This is Beauty the Blue Butterfly. I'm happily following a plant-based diet. Today, I have a household tip about cleaning any fresh oil drips and spills on your garage floor. Sprinkling baking soda over them will help absorb the oil, which can then be scraped off. Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In health news, a mindfulness technique becomes an integral part of psychotherapy in the United States. A number of therapists are incorporating this ancient Buddhist meditation practice, which encourages self-acceptance. It entails being aware and in the moment, and watching thoughts and feelings in a non-judgmental manner. The method is being used in treating a wide array of conditions, including post-traumatic stress and eating disorders and anxiety. Scientific studies have demonstrated its ability to help increase feelings of relaxation, among other benefits. Our appreciation, compassionate therapists, for your important assistance to many individuals. May the practice of meditation help enhance our inner tranquility and harmony.
In animal welfare news, France plans to create a marine sanctuary in the Caribbean. Named Agua, the conservation zone will be 138,000 square kilometers in total and include the waters of Guadeloupe, Martinique, St. Martin, and St. Barthélemy. Its formation is also the result of years of efforts by non-governmental groups. Agua will serve to protect threatened whale species from human activities such as ship traffic, noise, pollution, and uncontrolled whale watching. Bravo, France, for this beneficial endeavor. Many thanks also all the groups that advocated for this safeguarded area. May our loving cetacean friends forever continue to grace our planet, sharing their immense love and blessings with all. Up next on Noteworthy News, one of the world's largest horticulture shows is held in Formosa or Taiwan. We will feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more sharing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, responsible news for a conscientious world. In culture news, the 2010 Taipei International Flora Exposition highlights gardening, technology, and environmental friendliness. Held in Formosa, Taiwan through April 25, 2011. The event is one of the largest horticultural shows in the world, with 31 countries participating and an expectation of 8 million visitors. There are 14 pavilions and halls featuring a myriad of gorgeous exhibits of flowers and other exquisite plants, as well as amazing and sustainable technology. The EcoArt Pavilion itself was constructed out of over 1 million recycled plastic bottles. In addition, there are many educational projects and vibrant outdoor gardens themes from around the world. The Honorable Mayor Hao Longbin of Taipei described the philosophy of the colorful exposition.
In the whole flower exhibition, we are adhering to the 3R principle: reduce, reuse, recycle, and the 3G principle: green transportation, green energy, and green building.
As part of the effort to increase eco-consciousness, the Taipei City government partnered with many veg restaurants to develop the Go Veg in the Flora Expo to halt global warming program for the exhibition. 17 Loving Huts, part of a growing family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer affordable, delectable vegan meals, were invited to participate as well. How fantastic Taipei! May many eco-conscious individuals continue to visit this wonderful exposition to enjoy its beauty and find out more about earth-protecting measures.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Shy.
When it comes to telling her age, she's shy, about 20 years shy.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the hotel called Life, a lecture delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in June 2001 in Fresno, California, USA.
This show is very inspiring. Much love and respect to the Supreme Master. Scott from Ireland.
Elevated Scott, thank you for your lovely comment. Supreme Master Qinghai's illuminated lecture truly provides us with a wealth of spiritual information. Heaven's blessings and love to you and all the serene souls residing in exquisite Ireland.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say dovidenja, which means goodbye in Croatian.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a national initiative to support the less fortunate, Nicaragua's President Daniel Ortega personally helped deliver food to over 2,500 disadvantaged families living in shelters in Managua.
The U.S., South Korea, Denmark, and Norway together donate $3 million to fund initial living expenses for the 31,000 Palestinians returning to the recently reconstructed refugee camp Nahr al-Bared in Lebanon.
ING Bank in the Philippines sponsors a one-day fundraising event with the proceeds of more than $41,000 donated to help reconstruct houses for families still displaced following the 2009 typhoon Ondoy.
Renewing official diplomatic relations for the first time in more than 5 years, U.S. President Barack Obama appoints Robert Ford as ambassador to Syria.
Afghan National Security and International Security Assistance Force troops assist 6 villages in the nation's Washir district with well digging and providing medical care for local residents.
Thanks to the help of countries such as Norway and Japan, nearly two-thirds of all landmines in the Jordan-Syria border region have been successfully deactivated, restoring safety to the region and freeing the land for constructive uses.
In China, 64-year-old garbage collector Miss Li Yugun donates the majority of her modest wages to support more than 10 university students over the years, even asking her employer to be able to work beyond retirement age to continue benefiting their studies.
For her loving benevolence, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Miss Li Yukun with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a $10,000 contribution for her noble cause.
With the encouragement of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animal, or PETA, U.S.-based clothing company Papaya joins others such as Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, J. Crew, and Eddie Bauer in deciding to no longer sell fur products.
Colombia's national police report a 6% decline in crime in 2010 compared to 2009, noting that this peaceful trend was reflected throughout a wide range of crimes.
Thanks to thousands of fans on the internet website, Facebook, and YouTube, the traditional form of improvised Arabic poetry, partly sung and accompanied by basic percussion called zajal, has been reviving in Lebanon.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.